C-minus 55. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Dan's feet were too cold to feel any of the stones and twigs he'd stood on during his long walk home from Stevenson Farm, and all he wanted to do was get inside and warm them up in the bath. If anyone had seen him on his way to the cornfield, his dazed-like demeanor would have doubtless led them to think he was sleepwalking, just as Emma and Clark had naturally assumed when he first entered the same kind of trance-like state a year earlier. On his way back from the cornfield, Dan's full consciousness enabled him to all but eliminate the chance that anyone would see him now by staying away from the main road. And despite his numb feet and the awkward run-in with Richard Walker, Dan walked the long way home with a smile on his face. At last, he absolutely, positively knew that the messengers were close. And more than that, he absolutely, positively knew that they weren't finished with him. As soon as he got home and could feel his feet again, he'd have some game-changing new leads to follow. Star maps and moon phases would be his first ports of call in his bid to make sense of the triangle in the sky. Although there was a long way to go before everything was clear, Dan already felt like his faith and confidence in the messengers had been vindicated. Kerguelen was an attention-grabbing message to the world. There was no denying that. But this personal call to a fresh crop circle in the familiar cornfield where it all began, and more importantly, the vivid, if unstraightforward message that followed, had been delivered solely to Dan. Whatever understandable doubts Clark and Emma might have had, and whatever unanswered questions were rattling through Dan's own mind, he now knew this much. The messengers were talking to him. Absolutely, positively. But as Dan entered the final and shortest stage of his journey, approaching his house slowly and with great care to be quiet and avoid activating any security lights, a slow but bright flash caught his eyes. It was coming from next door.
"Dan McCarthy,"
a chirpy voice called. He looked over and saw Tara standing at Emma's front door, slowly covering and uncovering her phone's flashlight. She put the phone in her pocket and took a few steps towards him.
"You know, Dan, I wouldn't keep catching you sneaking around in the middle of the night like this if you didn't keep sneaking around in the middle of the night like this."
"I wasn't sneaking," he said.
"Seriously, though, where have you been? I checked the cameras when I woke up an hour ago because I'm not used to being on my own like this, and I don't exactly like living in an empty house with a dirt path and creepy woods right behind it." The cameras had picked up a few incidents. There was one of your dad getting home from the bar about an hour ago, and before that there was another one triggered by you, walking back there by yourself. Then I tried calling you, but you weren't picking up your phone.
"It's inside," Dan said, relieved that his home's security console was now located in the basement rather than the kitchen, and hence that Henry wouldn't be alerted to any suspicious incidents like Tara had been. There was no doubt that Henry would be sleeping by now, a full hour after getting home so late, so Dan felt extremely lucky that the timing had worked out fortuitously enough to ensure that their paths didn't cross.
"Why would you go out without your phone? Do you even have a flashlight?"
The darkness and his empty hands answered for him, leaving Dan stumped as to what he could say to get out of this. "I just needed some air," he eventually said. Tara pointed to his house.
"What's wrong with your back door? Or your front door?"
"I just needed some thinking space."
"It's no quieter back there than it is in your backyard."
"I needed thinking space," Dan said, "not just quiet."
"What were you thinking about? All the Kerguelen stuff or personal stuff? The thing with Emma last night?"
"There's a lot going on at once," he replied noncommittally. "I just needed a break, and right now I feel like I just need some sleep, so I'm going to go to bed. I'll see you later."
"Well, I'm here whenever you need to talk, okay?"
Tara said, sounding very genuine and perhaps slightly concerned. As with the last time Dan had spoken to her late at night, her natural accent was quite noticeable and sounded very much like Emma's, if a little higher pitched.
"I guess I'll see you tomorrow?"
"Maybe," Dan said. He then stepped towards his door as soon as Tara returned inside. His first step, just one more step, was enough to engage the security light above the door. Illuminated by the bright lamp, Dan glanced down at his bare feet and the various dirt marks the cornfield had left on his trouser legs. If he had taken this single extra step either just before or just after Tara announced her presence, she would have seen it all and asked questions too difficult to dodge.
The field of view of Emma's side-facing security camera didn't quite reach this far, and that only made the lucky escape even more fortunate. That was close, Dan thought as he headed inside to warm himself up and reflect on an incredible few hours. Too close.